USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New video evidence supporting the claim that Iran was behind tanker attacks in the Gulf of Oman yesterday. The Pentagon says it shows men on an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from the side of one of the tankers. That after yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blamed Iran.
This assessment is based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to execute the operation, recent similar Iranian attacks on shipping, and the fact that no proxy group operating in the area has the resources and proficiency to act with such a high degree of sophistication.
Iran denies the claims. The state of New York will no longer allow for religious exemptions from vaccines. The state legislature voting to remove all non-medical exemptions for immunizations passed by both the Assembly and Senate and quickly signed into law by Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police in the Dominican Republic investigating whether the plot to kill David Ortiz was hatched behind bars. Two people in a prison there have been questioned in connection with the Sunday shooting at a bar in Santo Domingo, which has left Ortiz hospitalized with severe injuries. The help wanted sign's been hung on the White House press office.
President Trump reacts to news White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders leaving. The president speaking at an event about criminal justice.
She's done an incredible job. We've been through a lot together, and she's tough, but she's good. You know, you also have tough and bad, right? She's tough and she's good. She's great.
Sanders, who is 36 years old, married with three young children, and returning home to Arkansas.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes. I have loved it. I love the president.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Federal Election Commission chair making it clear it is illegal to receive anything of value from a foreign national in connection with a U.S. election. Ellen Weintraub issuing the statement yesterday with the intro saying she never thought she would have to say it. In the statement, she pointed out accepting help from foreign governments has been considered unacceptable since the very beginnings of the nation. On Wednesday, President Trump said in an ABC News interview that if a foreign government wanted to give him dirt on a political opponent, he would probably accept it. A report says most meat products won't be from animals by 2040. Global consulting firm A.T. Kearney is predicting 60% of meat will be grown in vats or made from plant-based products. The report estimates more than a third of all meat will be cultured and about 25% will be vegan replacement. It concludes that the global demand for meat products will prompt a transformation to a more sustainable system than the slaughtering of animals. And actor Cuba Gooding Jr. is pleading not guilty to groping a woman. He turned himself into the NYPD Special Victims Unit yesterday. His attorney says his client did nothing wrong. Gooding is scheduled to appear in court on the charges later this month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.